Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. To paint is to love again. These words, spoken by Louise Elizabeth Figuet Lebrun, reveal the essence of her life. A life intertwined with the act of creation, a life lived in pursuit of both beauty and freedom. In the sixth installment of The Gaze Reclaimed, we explore a woman who defied the rules of her century, shattered the barriers imposed on women, and became the first female painter officially recognized at the royal court of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette. Through her brush, Figuet Lebrun not only captured faces, but also carved space for women's presence and power in art, leaving a legacy that transcends centuries. Born in 1755 to Jean Massin and Louise Figuet, Figuet Lebrun inherited both talent and determination. Her father, an artist himself, introduced her to the techniques of painting, only to die when she was 12. Her mother became her steadfast guide, encouraging her to pursue her art with unwavering commitment. In a time when young women were denied access to life drawing classes, Elizabeth spent endless hours in museums of Paris, meticulously copying casts, statues, and the works of Rembrandt, Rubens, and Van Dyck. By 15, she was already working as a professional artist, a portrait artist, asserting her presence in a male-dominated world. Her early work was shaped by a rich but informal education. She absorbed the teachings of François Boucher, the techniques of the Académie Royale, the Peinture et de Sculpture, and the grandeur of the Italian Renaissance masters. Figuet Lebrun blended these influences with her own vision, creating a style both elegant and intimate, capturing the sitter's personality, status, and soul. Her portraits spoke of depth and dignity, quietly challenging the societal norms that thought to confine women to ornamental roles. In 1776, she married Jean-Baptiste Pierre Lebrun, an art dealer who managed her career and opened doors to elite social circles. Though their marriage brought financial strain, her husband's gambling would later leave an impoverished. It also gave her the platform to ascend to royal commissions. Her fame reached its zenith when Marie Antoinette chose her as official portraitist. Figuet Lebrun's paintings of the queen, including the famous Marie Antoinette and her children, humanized royalty with warmth and grace, preserving both likeness and character in a period of increasing scrutiny and unrest. The French Revolution of 1789 upended Figuet Lebrun's life, forcing her into exile. The political turmoil and hostility toward the monarchy threatened her safety and position. Yet, what might have seemed a catastrophe became an extraordinary expansion of her world. She traveled across Europe, Italy, Vienna, London, and Russia, painting aristocrats, royalty, and influential figures wherever she went. In each city, she navigated unfamiliar courts and social codes, yet her charm, talent, and intellect allowed her to thrive. Her portraits were celebrated not only for their technical skill, but for the subtle insight with which she rendered her subjects' personalities. In London, Figuier Lebrun encountered the English aristocracy painting their likenesses with the same grace and sophistication she had brought to Versailles. In Vienna, she captured the Habsburg's elite, while in Italy, she immersed herself in a Renaissance heritage, drawing from inspiration from Venetian colorists and Florentine composition. These years of displacement enrich her artistry. New landscapes, new faces, new fashions, and new cultural rhythms expanded her palette and sharpened her vision. Each commission became a bridge between cultures, a testament to her adaptability and creative audacity. Throughout her career, Figuier Lebrun faced skepticism and criticism from male contemporaries, who questioned the legitimacy of her achievements solely because she was a woman. Yet, these obstacles only strengthened her resolve. She championed women in art, portraying them as autonomous and empowered. She delighted in styling her subjects according to her own imagination, defying restrictive fashion and the rigid expectations of her era. And she a quote from her notebook, "I was delighted when, after getting the confidence of my models, I was able to drape them according to my fancy." Her portraits became acts of subtle rebellion, asserting individuality and self-expression over imposed conformity. Her self-portrait in a straw hat, painted at 27, perfectly embodies her audacious spirit. Inspired by Rubens' straw hat of Susanna Lunden, which isn't a straw hat, by the way, she transforms the coquettish pose of his subject, framed initially for the male gaze, into an image of exuberant self-possession. Elizabeth's direct, joyful gaze meets ours across centuries, a declaration of creative freedom and personal triumph. Her face is animated with a light smile, revealing both her passion and her unapologetic embrace of her profession. She holds a large palette in her hand with a fistful of brushes. Each is used for a color or a tone. In a subtle yet striking correction of Rubens' earlier composition, Elizabeth crowns her golden curls with a luxurious straw hat, adorned with flowers and the grand feathers. Completing her homage while asserting her individuality, the portrait is at once a playful challenge, a radiant celebration of her skill, and a manifesto of artistic freedom. A young woman claiming both her talent and her place in history. Figuier Lebrun's output was extraordinary. Over 600 works survive today, spanning portraits of royalty, aristocracy, and private citizens. Her distinctive soft colors, inventive composition, and delicate rendering of textures set her apart from contemporaries. She navigated both conservative and progressive tastes, garnering acclaim across Europe while challenging the norms that constrained women artists. Her active participation in salons and exhibitions reinforced her influence. She mentored younger female painters, inspired them through example, and left detailed memoirs chronicling her experience as a woman navigating turbulent political and social landscapes. Despite financial hardships, personal setbacks, and the loss of security caused by exile and her husband's recklessness, she remained committed to her art, to her voice, and the empowerment of women through representation. Figuier Lebrun painted women with dignity, individuality and strength, breaking away from the passive, idealized depictions common in her time. She used her work to elevate discourse on female identity and agency, portraying her sitters as autonomous, thoughtful, and alive. Through her portraits, memoirs, and mentorship, she created a lasting dialogue about the potential of women in art and society. Louise Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun passed away in Paris on March 30, 1842. Her legacy endures in the halls of museums and the hearts of artists and audiences worldwide. She transformed the gaze, broadened the horizons of women in art, and left behind a life that celebrates courage, intellect, and the radiant joy of creation. She did not merely survive the constraints of her era. She transcended them, painting a world in which women could be seen, heard, and remembered. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.